Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so you're on a first date with someone. The chemistry is pretty good. They're cute. And then they cough, and like a moth flies out of their mouth. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love, fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick. Are you out with a mummy?
No, they look normal.
Okay.
I think you would freak out. Like, you'd be like, what the fuck was that?
And they're like, oh, a moth must have like flown in here.
Oh, so, okay.
They try to pretend it didn't come out of their mouth.
Fucking sly. Sly motherfucker.
Yeah, I think the first time it happens, I might just be like, oh, it was a trick of the light. Like, maybe I am confused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would gaslight myself as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then does it happen again?
The moth lingers. And then like you eat, and then the waiter comes in and is like, oh, do you want to check out the dessert menu? And you're like, yeah. So they leave to go get it. And they cough again, and another moth comes out and it kills the other moth.
Wow, there can only be one.
Interesting.
I've never seen a moth kill another moth.
Yeah, me neither.
Is that what you say?
Again, I think that I focus on the moth.
Yeah. Yeah. And when they cough, it's like...
Is it out of their mouth or their nose?
Mouth. And it like you know, like in the cartoons when like the moth like does like a twirly, like it's like flying like that, like twirly.
Okay, I think I get real and I'm like, hey, I saw this come out of your mouth. I know, like, what's going on?
They say, okay, I can tell you, but I have to trust you first. So I can only tell you after a third date.
That's fine.
Fine? Did you drop it and move
fine.
On?
It's really nice. It's dates? Really nice meeting
oh,
I you.
Yeah.
You're not going to do it.
How fun was this date anyway?
Yeah, yeah.
Do I want to do this three times?
Fun enough that you're getting dessert.
Yeah, yeah. And you have a lot in common, and they're funny and they're cute. It's just this moth. They get really weird and touchy about the moth thing.
Which is weird. So, like, I can understand getting touchy about it.
Yeah.
Being like, I don't want to talk about the moth.
Like, are they a zombie?
No, they're not a zombie. They're not a mummy.
Yeah, they're just a person.
Cute. Okay, so if... Here's the thing. Again, so when they were like, oh, that's weird. Like, why is there a moth in this restaurant? I, like Mogi, my instinct would be like, oh, weird. I thought it totally came out of his mouth.
Yeah.
And then the second time when he's like, you know, I'm just really not ready to talk about the moth thing with you just yet, I'd probably be like, oh, I'm so cruel.
Yeah,
how could I insist that this person divulge their moth secrets
to me? Yeah, you're probably moving in with this person.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got us.
Okay, so they got you hook, line, and sinker. You're getting married.
I still think they're a monster.
Yeah. Listen.
What kind of monster, though? I mean, not a monster that lives in the...
They've been cursed. That's the thing.
Well, then you don't want to be with a cursed person. Yeah.
Well, the curse only manifest itself as the cough mothing. Mothing. The mothing.
Okay, so, but why? Because no one is cursed for no reason, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a problem.
Like, why? And it could just be that, like, you know, their parents didn't invite the, you know, fourth fairy to the christening or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Or it could be a classic Romani person hit and run.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
And instead of gradually getting thinner, this guy coughs moths.
Yeah.
Not that bad. Well, they didn't kill the lady. It was just like...
Oh, I've never seen thinner.
Oh, he clipped her. No, oh, okay. In this scenario. So it's like, ah, you get a moth.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he was a teenager, egged a witch's car.
Oh.
And like, that has followed him to now his 30s.
Here's the thing. I don't feel like he has healed. Right. Because why didn't you just tell me that story on the first date when I noticed?
Well,
because
you're not going to believe it.
Right.
Right?
So.
Well, no, I'm not saying he tells you the story before a moth flies out, but after the second moth comes out, he just says, yeah, I was, this thing happened when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
I was cursed.
Okay, so because he doesn't know if you'll believe him, because in this world, it's this world.
Right.
Yeah.
It's this world. So like,
well, it's sort of like this world, except there's witches.
Except there's, but like, not a ton to of you, them.
You
like,
don't know about
you don't know that
to
there
you,
are witches.
You don't know about the witches.
And the witches drive cars.
Yeah, they drive cars.
They're not on brooms.
They're like the charmed kind of witches. You know, they're modern.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the real world. They still have to get around.
Yeah. So
probably have jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have to like pay the bills. Like doing witch stuff doesn't pay the bills. And like, okay, so. If you agree to like still date him, the second date he like takes you to a like occult museum and like is like watching you a lot to see like if you're receptive to the ideas or if you're like, this is stupid, you know.
This is before he reveals to you that he's been cursed.
Yet. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so
he's got like a protocol. He's done this with other girls before.
Mm-hmm.
How often is he coughing?
Can you offer him a lozenge and does it like alleviate the whole thing?
Oh my goodness.
If you offer him a lozenge, the moths just come out wet.
Oh.
Like he'll cough, but they like plop onto the table.
And then like squirm around. Yeah.
That's
worse.
Do they always murder each other?
Yeah. 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 Well, because in his lungs, there's like...
Larva.
A bunch of moths.
It's a bunch of moths, but it's like gladiator style where they're like only one can reign.
So that's why he's coughing.
That's why he's coughing because they're fighting inside.
Oof.
So when one escapes, they can't let go of the instinct to kill the other because of the life that they've been given.
But you barely know this man.
Yeah.
You can walk away very easily.
Okay, here's a trick. Or not a trick, an unhappy fold to this. Uh-oh. He lives two doors down in your building.
Why did you do this?
I don't know. You didn't know he lived right there. So like,
is it two doors down that you have to like pass in front of his door to go out?
He has to pass in front of your door. So this is why you never know.
All right.
And then like when it's the night is ending.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is me. And he's like, oh, weird. This is me too. And you're like, oh, okay.
Well, that is like even weirder because like, do you believe the person?
Exactly.
Because do you like go and say, I'll go in first and then you close and see if they know the code or have a key?
Just looking through the glass door is like, yeah, that's like, the that's touchpad like, right there, buddy. Is it a pound or a star? Huh? How you getting in?
Because that is honestly like danger is going off in my mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's scarier than the moss. If I got done with a date. And I'm like, somehow got through the moth murdering coffee scenario. And they were like, yeah, I live in this building too. That would freak me out.
That's too much.
Yeah.
So, okay. Let's say then that you do successfully do the, like, you go in first and then, I don't know, something strange happens so that, like, maybe he gets a phone call and he's like, oh, I got to go anyway. So he doesn't even try to, like, get in the building. So you still don't know, right?
Yeah.
Like, that night when you go to bed.
And you see him leaving two doors down.
Or you just hear a cough.
And then you're like...
the sound of a moth being murdered.
And you're like, I know that sound. What is that?
That's a moth being murdered. Speaking of creatures that come out wet.
Wow.
Yeah, just like a moth after a lozenge.
Yep. We're talking sea monster ships. Woo! Sea creature ships? Sea monster ships. Because Luca is out.
Mm-hmm. It looks cute.
It does look cute. They're like mermen that come to
hang out in Italy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It seems cute. Super cute.
It does.
Colin, I think we all saw you trying to transition into the topic.
Well, earlier I said in the episode. Monster on purpose to transition.
You were picking up. I guess I just missed the alley oop. Like,
no,
Mogi put it up.
No, I think you did a third piece. It was like a double alley oop. Like, I tossed
it
in the air.
I swatted it down.
You know what? It was a bump set spike.
So we got to bump set, and then. Well, honestly, we
kept bumping.
Honestly, we hadn't gotten to he lives down the way and what happens when you get to your front door, because that's a real thing I'm thinking about after this.
Yeah. That's freaky. Because, like, it's one thing, okay, I'm dating the person who's in my building.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot, too.
That's a big move.
I mean, for me, that's, like, more reasonable. Like, I would be freaked out if I met someone on a dating app who lived in my building, because when you do, like, dating app, you don't meet outside of their apartment.
No.
So it's possible. And that's so scary to me.
Well, what's also crazy is, like, because, you would meet at a third location.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, I love that bar. It's right in my neighborhood.
And then because I don't even think on a first date I would let someone walk me to my door. It depends on, I guess, how the date goes. Mm-hmm. Because, like, that's a lot of information.
They know where you live.
Yeah.
But, like, you wouldn't have a choice because they're walking to their front door, too.
Yeah, that's
there
pretty
is
scary.
The other scenario where if you guys are like, oh, this is me, like, what? I live in this building. Then you would just fuck.
Yeah.
That's, like, the other side.
If the date is going well enough, these are not problems. But if it's just going medium.
Yeah. And, okay, here's a reason why maybe both of you don't know.
Yeah.
Quote, both of you don't know, you know, because you don't know what he knows. Is that there's two parking structures, one on each, like, the building. Ooh. Is, like,
that's how this building streets. Is.
Yeah, so he is, like, just on the other side, and you're just on this.
Yes,
this,
you never run
that
into
that street
other.
Side. Yeah, so you never run into each other.
So do you technically have different addresses?
Yeah,
this is important to me.
Yeah, he has the address of the street behind, you have the address of the street before. This is a big super complex.
Right.
Oh, a big super complex.
Oh, that's like, we're talking, less upsetting.
Like, but you are still two doors down from each other. You're just on the bisection.
So,
I mean, this is the size of, like, the Orsini or, like, whatever those, like, downtown ones. Mm-hmm. Like, those. But, yeah, it's just you've just never. And let's say that he moved to that building 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
All is forgiven.
But why did he move to that building?
That's worse.
Why did he move to that building?
And then, like, position himself to, like, match up with you on, like, whatever.
Okay, this is creepy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know. Wait. How do you position yourself to?
Well, being within geographical distance, that's how you get on someone's.
Oh, my God.
You figure out what kind of stuff they're into.
Okay, and.
Oh,
okay,
God, this is horrible.
Okay, also, like, you, by trade, are a moth exterminator.
Wow. I think he probably needs you to kiss him to undo the curse, right? Is that probably what it is?
Because
could
how
be,
you exterminate
or the moths
is
are,
you okay, how
about the moths the, need a bigger murder victim and they're targeting you.
Okay, the date is not going well.
Okay,
you're
bad.
Not into him.
Right.
But he tells you,
okay,
I have to sleep with you, moth exterminator, to get rid of this.
No, sir. That is not how it works.
You're like, I've been exterminating moths my entire life.
I've never fucked a moth away.
And he's like, this is a different kind of moth. Like, you don't know.
You're my only hope.
Yeah.
I think you arrange for a meeting with the witch that put a curse on him to check it out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she's like, oh, this guy is actually a huge problem. You should not go on another date with him.
She's like, I mean, like, yes, I did curse him. And, like, yes, the only way to break it is to fuck him. But, like, he's so annoying. Like, you are not going to be happy about that. So then it's on you. You're like, do I, like, fuck this guy?
Do you just
guy?
Let him be cursed forever? I guess you do.
I think you do, because you're just like, I don't have time for annoying bitches.
Yeah.
What, I'm just walking to the sea?
Sea monsters!
Sea monster, we're back.
Bump, set, spike.
Mm-hmm, there we go.
Does anyone have a sea monster ship that they would like to share?
Sea monsters and I ship them. You know, like that.
Oh, yeah.
Seafood.
Yeah.
That was good.
I do see monsters and I ship them.
You do.
So mine is really, it hasn't gone past, like, okay, they're wet, they're slimy, and they got big old mouths. And I want to see them kiss each other with all their big teeth. And it's Megalodon and Zilla, specifically from the 99 Godzilla, Matthew Broderick movie.
Matty B.
Yes.
The one that's a little bit more T-Rexy.
Yes, very long, very big bite. Because I was thinking about, like, oh, Godzilla and Megalodon, how would they have a makeout party? Their mouths are such different sizes.
Yeah.
And then I remembered about Zilla.
Yeah.
The, like, P. Diddy Americanized version.
Yeah.
Has such a big wide mouth. Yep. And they could just lock lips and slobber all
Mash
over each
teeth.
Other. Yeah, blow some fire at each other, wiggle their tongues.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
That's a Lady Godzilla, right? Because she
that
lays
is
eggs.
Lady Godzilla, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very normative of me.
Sea
monster ship.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was important to me.
Well, I thought about the eggs too. I was like, yeah, she lays eggs
in the Madison Square Garden.
Which was the
one of the very few things I remember about that movie.
And what a reveal. Like, oh, women can even be Godzillas in this day and age.
It was a little bit like Spice Girls girl power-y.
It was the era, I suppose.
It was 99, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does someone say to Godzilla in that movie, "You go, girl"? Do they?
I think they do. They have to.
It's like that. It's like the Ukrainian mercenary who's been hunting Godzilla. Is like, you go, girl. And then he gets stepped on.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh, his last words.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah, that's cute. That's just a big old monster makeout party.
That's cute.
Like, man, what do you got, Kay?
Okay. All right. I am trying to find, I don't know why you lobbed it to me right now. We had a conversation before we started recording.
Do you need a minute?
No, it's better this way.
Okay. All right. Okay, I think we've actually talked about this this person because I think that they are maybe one of the best villains, and I think that she...
Is it Cruella DeVille?
No.
You say Cruella Dessert?
Cruella Dessert.
I'm just, because I think there's an option, not to help you, but you could also go sea monster.
No, that's what I'm doing. Okay. Oh, sea monster. Oh, that's good.
It's like the letter C. We're making the shape with our hands, but listeners can't see that.
No, just say it again. Sea monster.
I was thinking of Ursula.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
She's a sea monster. She's like one of my favorite villains ever.
She's great.
I think she deserves a little bit of like villain, like a villain in a partner villain.
Yes.
Here's what I think. I think she and Triton fucked in the past.
100%.
Yes.
And like Triton is like haunted by memories of their, like, in a good way, where he's just like, fuck, like.
Yeah.
She was like, wow, something else, man. But she like doesn't think about him until she sees Ariel and she's like, oh yeah, that's like Triton's daughter. Pfft, okay. And so I think Triton is like, he's going to be the complication in the ship because he's going to be jealous of this new person. I do think that maybe I like the idea of, I don't want it to be Cruella. I think she's with Maleficent.
Okay.
Because
they already have movies, so they can like talk about the pressure of being in their own movies together.
I think like Maleficent. Okay, here's what happens with Maleficent. This is how she gets to the Osh. So she's just been like, she's already had the fight with the prince where she was a dragon, and instead of him like completely killing and defeating her, he thinks that he has defeated her because she is injured.
Yeah.
And she like limps away and like falls into the Osh.
Perfect.
And like drifts down and lands in like a spooky grotto. And these two eels find her and they like, they're like, mother, we found an interesting thing. And then so she goes, Ursula goes to see what it is. And all she thinks is like, what a beautiful creature.
Yeah.
And she like nurses the dragon back to life. And at first, when Maleficent wakes up as a dragon, she's like wild and crazy and like tries to like bite Ursula. But then Ursula has to like be like, no, like it was me that like brought you back and like I was taking care of you. And then she like remembers her humanity. And then there's like many. So she like turns back into a human, but she can breathe underwater because she's a witch. So it's like, yeah, that, don't worry about that part. And then so then they are like both like, we need to enact vengeance. Well, like Maleficent's like, I need to enact vengeance on this prince because he like fucked me over. And like everyone in town like thinks I'm this evil thing. And like, yes, I let my emotions get ahead of me, but like, I just wish that I could do, I could go back. And Ursula's like, you wish. And they, she's like, I can make that happen. So they
she
like
writes
combine
up a contract.
Their, well, she's like, you can, she's like, you can trade anything. And then like she's like, you don't have to give me your leg or your voice or whatever.
I love the idea of Ursula doing like a good faith bargain. Like, yeah, you know what? You
we'll
seem like a good,
it.
You look like a good witch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just temporarily trade me your sense of smell.
Yeah, yeah. So she does like something small, right? She's yeah. like sense of smell because you don't even really need it in the Osh. And then they, she helps her like get revenge on the prince. And unfortunately, the prince does die.
It's okay.
But it is what it is. Sleeping Beauty doesn't care. She doesn't fucking know him.
She was asleep.
She was sleeping. She doesn't fucking know him. So anyway, I think it's just them two.
Okay.
That's nice. I like that they can, I don't know, at will, but probably at will, switch between their like human-sized forms and their gigantic
yeah,
monster forms. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah, they can do that. They just like sleepy after they get too big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like Ant-Man.
Like Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. And they could, a very fun weekend, or just to punctuate the killing of the prince, they could both go dragon and like kraken size.
Yeah.
Ursula. And just fuck some shit up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just destroy some ships.
Yeah.
Throw a whole town into the sea if they want
yeah.
to. Why
well,
not?
Also, like, a lot of times, and this part of the story is not told in the Disney version, but it is in our version, where a lot of times, like, the people that are, like, that they kill are, like, pirates trying to, like, steal their shit. Because Maleficent, as a dragon, she likes to hoard gold.
Yeah.
So she starts hoarding gold in the grotto, and like word travels, and so all these like, you know.
Oh no!
Like,
now
greedy...
Ursula's grotto is like getting filled up with
yeah.
fucking forks and
yeah,
stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of shit, and like all these greedy like pirates, they want to steal her stuff, and they're like, no, we worked hard to get our stuff, so they kill them.
Yeah, I mean that's justified.
Yeah. So that's it.
Stand your ground.
Love it.
No.
Whoa,
oh,
whoa.
No.
Okay, hold
oh,
on.
No. What have I done
I
with this
know.
Story?
I mean,
what have I done
know,
with this story?
We've never talked about it before, but like, come on.
I mean, the assault weapons ban in California was just deemed unconstitutional by some bullshit
Jesus.
Fucking judge.
Fuck.
Ah! Hey, speaking of pirates, I've got a sea
yeah.
monster ship.
Okay. Okay.
So I rewatched / watched Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest last
oh,
night.
Which
one
is
that?
That,
that is
four?
The second one.
Second.
Okay. I think I've seen the second one.
Featuring Bill Nye as Davy Jones. Bill Nye, the
science guy?
No.
No, Bill Nighy. N-I-G-H-Y.
Not Bill
okay,
Nye. Bill
great.
Nye.
Okay.
Nighy.
Right.
Davy Jones.
Interesting.
Davy Jones.
I think
Locker.
He needs to add a
I
middle.
Thought that was
he
Joffrey
to, like,
Rush.
I thought that was Joffrey Rush too.
No,
but Joffrey
he's
Rush
in
is
the
someone
first
else.
One.
Okay, he plays somebody else. He doesn't
yeah,
play Davy.
He's
Jones.
Barbossa,
right?
Oh, right,
Barbossa.
Right. Barbossa.
Yeah. Okay.
I cannot wrap my head around the Pirates of the Caribbean like franchise.
The lore.
It's the movies are so dense, and they feel like you are on a ride just watching things
yeah.
happen
yeah.
that you're not invested in. and there are five of them.
Yeah.
Five of these fucking movies. Anyway, Davy Jones. Is a octopus face
yes.
Monster captain who also has like a lobster claw and commands a ship of the damned that will
yes.
All
yeah.
of his crew members will eventually become absorbed into the ship as like barnacles and
yeah.
like coral and stuff.
Why
he's
is he,
honestly
so he's just like
he got
types
cursed.
Of sea creatures. He's many different kinds. I
yes,
guess.
I mean he's kind of just those two. Yeah. Like he's yeah.
Like, why a lobster and an octopus of all things?
I don't know, but it is badass. Like
he looks cool.
He looks cool, and it's the creature design. Like it, you can see the age in it a little bit where. Like when he's on screen with a human character, you're like, okay, obviously they're not in the same space, but it's a very expressive creature. Like I was surprised at how expressive and like compelling the creature is. And also just like, he's got these like extra valves and like tentacles on his face. Like, he's got one like right on the side of his cheek that like blows out a match after he like lights his pipe.
Oh my God.
Cool. Like it's dope. And he's a cool character and he's got a key that he wears around his neck, which unlocks a chest that has his heart in a box.
I'm remembering
this now.
And so
he can't be defeated unless someone gets the key off his chest, takes it to the box, unlocks the box.
It feels like a video game.
Well, it does.
It feels like a video game, but it also feels like Harry fucking Potter.
Yeah.
That's a horcrux, baby.
Yeah, it's a horcrux. Which came out first? Probably Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 98.
Yeah, yeah.
Was when those were written. I mean, the horcrux thing wasn't even fucking happening until like...
Nope. Until later, but I mean, like, this movie was like 2006. Well,
she had to invent a way to kill him.
Yeah, because she was like, fuck, I am in over my head. What am I going to do? Just more like anti-Semitic gnomes?
Well, you already did anti-Semitic goblins.
Oh, goblins, that was, that's what I
that
meant.
Was
yeah.
book one.
That was straight out book one.
We should have known.
And then the whole house elf situation. I mean, don't even.
Here's,
seriously, like, are you going to open up his butthole and put him?
I know.
They don't want to be free.
Yeah, they don't. They like working.
But I think the place where we can forgive JKR is that Horcruxes are complicated. It's a complicated...
Yeah.
No one really understands it.
Say what you will. But it is complicated.
But that is... Okay, but like...
It creates like a series of things that the protagonists have to do, and it's complicated enough that you're just like, as a viewer, you're like, I guess. You know, you don't care. Yeah.
So imagine being in universe and trying to figure it out, either as Davy Jones, who obviously did it somehow, or Voldemort. I think these two need to get together.
Oh, shit.
Davy Jones has the most extra meat on his face.
Yeah.
And Voldemort famously
has no meat.
Oh, no meat God. On his face.
Yeah.
Just Zoidbergs his face just, when they're making out. Like
envelops him.
Oh my God. And then face after tentacles. They make out, Voldemort's like...
And there's just a trail of mucus.
Oh my God. It's like a bubble.
Yeah. It's like cheese on a pizza.
Ew. Got
no.
Some pole.
Disgusting. Pole on that.
No. I do not want the Domino's robot to bring me this pizza.
Here's the other thing that I had forgotten about Davy Jones is that he has on his ship, the Flying Dutchman, which goes underwater and like comes up and stuff. His captain's quarters is an organ. So like he plays the organ with, piano.
He lives inside it?
I mean, kind of the whole ship is the organ. Like the pipes go out and like are part of like the mast and everything.
That's cool.
And he's playing it with his, you know, crab claws. He's playing it with his crab feet. He's playing it with his tentacles.
Like, beard.
He's doing like, you know, fugues and inventions, and it's just like, it's crazy.
He's a fucking Phantom of the Opera.
He's
here.
A goddamn. So I don't know if we need to do like a three-way with Voldemort.
Oh my God,
Phantom and Davy Jones, but like it's hot.
I just feel like okay,
is it hot. I feel like Voldemort.
Go ahead.
You're right.
Okay, so I feel like Voldemort and Davy Jones like are bringing something to the table. I just feel like the Phantom is just a murderer. So like I like he's like not very magic. Like he's I guess he's like a hype man. Yeah, he's just like
he falls in love with literally the most beautiful woman.
Yeah, and then is like so sad obvious. And upset and like plays the organ a lot. I mean, I guess it's cool that he also has a cool place to live, which is that like underground lake.
They use him for his lake.
Because sad. That's so sad. They're like,
and he's
like,
do you guys want anything? You want a beer or something? Yeah. And they're like, no, they're we're like, going to no, make out. Good.
They're like, it would be so hot if you went and like got us some wine. Like that would be really hot.
Can
you like
Phantom.
Play us a little bit on the organ and we can just laugh at how human and limited it is?
Yeah, you only have 10 fingers. That's sad.
Like weak shit.
And then he's just like, I can only play one song, and that's like, dun, 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 dun. Wow.
Well, I, for one, hate it. It's a horrible ship. I'm disgusted.
I cannot believe a ship has disgusted you. You've never been disgusted by a ship
before.
Yeah,
I don't think ever.
This is an historic moment.
Yeah, I feel good about this.
We had to dig into the Pirates of the Caribbean.
And Harry Potter, and two Harry franchises Potter. That I famously love.
Ryan, do you have a sea monster ship?
I do. I think we've talked about it before, but it's, to me, the classic one, especially because I love fairy tales and I love creatures. and human creature love is great. And I'm going to talk about The Shape of Water.
Yay!
Elisa and an amphibian man. Mm-hmm. They're soulmates from different worlds. And I love how creepy it is. Like, the way that the movie deals with something like, because like I said, I like creature-human romance, but usually they just humanoid the creature so much that it's like not gross.
Yeah.
But in Shape of Water, it's still pretty gross.
Yeah.
It's pretty visceral and disgusting, but yeah. I still am happy for her. It's like what she needs is she's happy. She grows gills at the end. Spoiler.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's
great.
It's very romantic.
I like that it doesn't shy away from being gross.
Yeah. Well, it's like, no, this is a gross thing.
Yeah.
It's like fully fantastical, fully gross, but like fully very beautiful.
Yeah.
That's like a really good one.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
She grows gills. I'm not really remembering the end of this movie. Does he die?
They both get shot, don't they?
Yeah. He like, we don't know, right?
Okay,
it's like he dies, but yeah, like maybe
honestly,
he's alive.
She may not grow gills.
Sure,
someone says
maybe,
like,
yeah.
And we believe they lived happily ever after.
Right.
So probably they both died. They both got shot to death and sunk to the bottom of the ocean, or they went to the bottom of the ocean and he magically gave her gills.
Well, no, it was her scars. She was the stolen princess
yeah,
from the underground.
Right.
Underwater.
You're right.
You know what? This is a
she
really...
was always belonged.
But that was yeah. also she... just like you said. It was her best friend.
Telling
after
it.
Watching her get shot in the belly and then a sea monster pull her into the sea.
Yeah.
He was like, and they lived happily ever after.
Yeah.
I need some more racist pie.
Yeah. Honestly, that's like that's the most romantic thing of all,
it
right?
Is
this
yeah.
idea that you just like believe in
yeah.
it even when you're seeing like the, you know, how shitty humans can be. Even when Michael Shannon's there fucking everything up.
Oh my God, Michael
Shannon.
Get your fucking hand taken care of, dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's bad.
Oh, yeah, it just gets worse and worse.
Yeah, dude, ugh. You just gotta fucking deal with it. It reminds me of the ending of another Guillermo del Toro, Pan's Labyrinth,
yeah.
where it's
yeah.
kind of like, well, yeah, we could believe the reality of this world, which is very yeah. ugly and sad, or like something truly beautiful.
Yep.
Oh, I love Guillermo.
Yeah, he's the best.
Do we have wow. anything coming up from him?
Don't we have? I'm not sure.
It's a good question. I like his original stuff, but it's weird how frequently he gets like lumped in with like franchise stuff.
Yeah, he does.
Just
like sometimes as an EP or something, which is
yeah.
weird.
Or like as saying that he would like to make a whatever movie.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, Peter Jackson is making The Hobbit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, a Guillermo del Toro Hobbit would have been really interesting.
So magical and like weird, probably.
Yeah. And probably not seven movies.
No, probably not.
Colin, have you discovered something about Del Toro?
Last thing. Oh, 10 upcoming projects.
Whoa.
This is what I'm saying.
10?
According to IMDb. But I think the last thing we saw from him might have been the, what was it, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark?
That wasn't even really him, was
that
it? Like
was
he
one
was.
Of his umbrellas.
Yeah, yeah. Crimson Peak, which I fucking love. Which
so good.
You need to watch it.
Yeah, I need to watch
you
it.
Borrow
too.
It from me. It's yep. good.
It's a really greasy Hiddleston.
He's so greasy. Oh, that's why I fucking like it so much. He's
oh,
so greasy.
God,
he's so greasy.
And there's like a brother sister thing. Like you'll fucking love
oh,
it.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
He's also in Death Stranding, right?
Tom?
No.
Oh, Guillermo. Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He's the scientist.
Yeah.
What's
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Death Stranding is. No, take it, Kay.
No, no, no. Go ahead.
It is a PlayStation game.
Hideo Kojima.
Yeah, Hideo Kojima, the guy behind the Metal Gear games. And it's and it stars Norman Reedus as a delivery man in the future. Although it's kind of
It's Futurama.
So it's Futurama. Mm-hmm. But he delivers things on foot across like a crumbled United States.
Because like a lot of times like the like energies given off by cars or whatever mm-hmm. will like attract
BBs.
It's one of those things where it's like, yes, it's confusing, okay? That's just what it is.
It is.
It sounds like
Mads Mikkelsen is in it.
Yeah, it sounds like The Postman.
Yeah.
What is The Postman?
The Kevin Costner movie.
Yes.
The thing that's freaky as fuck about Death Stranding is that people are... He's delivering packages because people are afraid to leave their houses because there's like a pandemic.
Yeah.
Oh, well, fuck that
yeah.
video game.
Yeah.
And it came out,
it came out
in like 2019.
Yeah. And that game took like 3 years. It's crazy.
Okay. Yeah.
It's
crazy. Pandemic. I mean, they knew.
Hideo Kojima, though, is a fucking prophet, though.
He is.
In Metal Gear Solid 2, which came out in like, I don't know, maybe like 2000. 2000 or I mean like pre 9/11, it has like its whole message is about information being faked and people being lied to and like fake news and like deep fakes and stuff. Like he's just a fucking head of the curve on everything.
I mean, that was the plot of the first Charlie's Angels movie.
Hey guys,
two relationships.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.